Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible and try to understand what it means. Now, I told you yesterday we'd be exploring a story where an elderly couple got the surprise of their life, where they'd been expecting and hoping for a child their entire lives that had never come, despite God's promise that He would not just give them one child, but a nation of descendants numerous as the stars. The protagonist in this story was Abraham and his wife Sarah. Abraham used to be called Abram, but God had a special plan for his life, so He gave him a new name. Sarah used to be called Sarai, got renamed as well. These people had a special relationship with God. God had promised him some amazing things and asked Abraham to promise some things in return, that he would follow God faithfully, and that he would give an outward sign of that through the sign of circumcision. These were some of the promises and signs that had been given to Abraham already, but the promise that was probably most important to him was this one. God brought Abraham outside and said, "Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted it to him as righteousness. So I said this was some kind of an outrageous promise. Well, what's outrageous about this promise, that he would eventually be the father of a great nation? Well, the outrageous part was this. God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of people shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said to himself, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to Sarah, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." God said, "No. But Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him." Well, Abraham and Sarah just got a positive pregnancy test directly from God. And for people who'd been waiting a long time to conceive, you'd think that they would be laughing and with joy, especially in a patriarchal culture where having sons was extremely important to passing on one's legacy for generations to come. But Abraham isn't laughing out of joy and wonder and thankfulness. Abraham falls on the ground laughing in mockery. He doesn't believe it can be true. This would have been incredible news, but also unbelievable. And I use that term properly, unbelievable. Abraham was 100 years old, his wife Sarah, 90 years old. Now, people lived longer in those days, but this was still 90 and 100, still too old to have children. This passage says so, and tomorrow it reiterates that. So they laugh, not because God has done something incredible, not because they've amazingly made this conception happen through science or through chance and just waiting patiently. No, they laugh because what God has promised them is impossible, impossible, impossible. He promised them a long time ago, it seemed possible then, but it still didn't happen. They have finally resigned themselves that this is never going to happen. God's promise doesn't seem to be happening, at least not in the way they expected. Abraham even went out and tried to circumvent the process with his wife's encouragement. He actually went and conceived and had a son with a slave. So God's reiterating of his plan to give Abraham a son and to bless the nations through that son actually complicates Abraham's life considerably. He's already gone and circumvented God's plan. He's already tried to just make it work through Ishmael, his son. And that's why he responds to God, "You're complicating my life. Can't you just recognize Ishmael as my son and do this whole blessing the world thing through him?" But that wasn't God's plan. And so God tells him, "No, this is my plan. This is what's going to happen. I know it seems impossible, but I will do it." So Abraham's response to God is one of, "You're complicating my life," and also one of laughter, mocking laughter. So God says, guess what I'm going to name your son? Isaac, which means he laughs. There's that little joke that God throws in there. I'll show you who has the last laugh. So here's your question for today. How would you react if God told you this was his plan for your life and you were in the same situation as Abraham and Sarah? We'll have a great discussion. Hope you'll share it with a group, somebody you know, maybe from the train or bus, from home, from the neighborhood, whoever. Somebody you can share these discussions with could be the start of a great spiritual friendship. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community too. So check today's reading in our app or website. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.